les abrégements de mots. And we'll only focus in this video on les abrégements de mots, but well, the words that will end with O or the sound of O. Okay, so let's start now. Un adolescent, okay. And then in most of the cases when people will speak, they will use un ado, okay. So an adolescent will become an ado. Un apéritif will become un apéro, okay. So un apéritif, un apéro. Une décoration, and it will become une déco, okay. So une décoration, une déco. Une démonstration will become une démo, une démonstration, une démo. Un dictionnaire will become un dico. Okay? Un dico. So one more time, un dictionnaire, un dico. Une exposition will become une expo. Un hebdomadaire, so in that case we're talking about the magazine. Un hebdomadaire will become un hebdo. Okay, un hebdo. So one more time, un hebdomadaire, un hebdo. Un intellectuel will become un intello. Okay, one more time, un intellectuel, un intello. Un laboratoire will become un labo. Personnel will become perso. Okay, one more time. Personnel, perso. Un professionnel will become un pro. Okay, so un professionnel, un pro. Un propriétaire will become un proprio. Okay, so un propriétaire, un proprio. Un restaurant will become un resto. Okay, so you can see that here you've got another way of writing it, okay, but then, well, phonetically it's exactly the same, so un resto, okay, so whether with O or then with AU, but then it's resto, the same way, okay, so un restaurant, un resto.